I'm Niamh Cassidy, a former social care worker who, after having my own children, found a calling as a childbirth educator and lactation consultant. Back when I started this journey, I faced the same challenges many of you might be experiencing right now, struggling to get enough clients to make my business viable long term. I knew in my heart that I had the skills and knowledge to make a difference, but the thought of marketing and selling left me feeling a bit uneasy. I didn't want to compromise my authenticity and values just to attract clients. I invested in trainings and mentorships, and I tried various strategies that I learned, but it often felt like I couldn't implement a lot of it because what I was being taught didn't match my values as a birth and postpartum worker. That's when I decided to take matters into my own hand. I embarked on a mission to learn, to experiment, and to find ethical and authentic ways to share my expertise, support my clients, and build a sustainable practice. Today, I'm proud to say that I run a thriving private practice, and I'm here to share my insights with all of you to help you to do the same. Join me on this journey as I help you bridge the gap between your passion for supporting new parents and the success you deserve. Together, we'll discover the power of ethical, authentic, and effective approaches, not only to make a living, but also to make a positive impact in the world of birth and postnatal care. Let's get started on this empowering journey together. Hello and welcome back to the Pregnancy and Postnatal Entrepreneurs Collective podcast. I'm Niamh Cassidy and today we're going to be tackling a topic that resonates with so many of us, particularly those in helping-based industries like birth and postnatal work, and that is around confidence and having the confidence in business to grow and succeed. You've probably heard it before. People saying, or you've said it yourself, I'll do that when I'm more confident, or I'm just not confident enough for that. It can sometimes nearly become a mantra or a negative affirmation for some. It's just so easy to say, it's easy to roll off the tongue. I'm not confident enough for that. I can't do it. And it can really get in your way. Confidence, or rather the perceived lack of it, can feel like a barrier, like a roadblock that stops us from pursuing our dreams and our passions. It's the giant elephant in the room that's holding us back. But today, I really want to challenge that notion of needing confidence. I want to turn it on its head. I want you to see that waiting for confidence to magically appear before taking any action is like waiting to win the lotto. It's probably never going to happen. We're often told that confidence is the key to success. Be confident, put yourself out there. But what if I told you that the real key isn't confidence, it's actually courage. Courage to take that first step. Courage to embrace the unknown. And courage to act even when you don't feel confident, like so many of us don't. But why is it that many of us, especially us who are women, hold ourselves back by waiting for this elusive thing called confidence? I hear it all the time, and particularly in service-based industries and particularly in birth and postnatal work, where people doubt their abilities, maybe not in working with clients, but their abilities to maybe speak on stage, to record videos, to have a podcast, to put themselves out there on social media. People think they're not ready or they're not around long enough. And when they've been around longer and they have more confidence, they're going to do all the things. I've met so many doulas who are just finishing their training and they feel that they can't go out and ask for clients, or that they're not ready to charge for clients because they don't have enough confidence. Or my amazing friend who's an absolutely wonderful lactation consultant and knows everything about breastfeeding, but yet is afraid to put herself on video on social media in case someone says that she's wrong. Everyone seems to be waiting around for the confidence to do the thing rather than doing the thing. So what if, just for a minute, we shifted our focus from this elusive quest for confidence to the pursuit of courage instead? What if we understood that confidence isn't a prerequisite for success, but rather it's the result of taking action, of pushing ourselves beyond our comfort zones? How does it feel when I say that? Reflect for a minute and just think about what's happening inside your body when I say stop waiting for confidence and instead be courageous and take action, and confidence will follow. Now that you've had a minute to reflect, let's imagine for a moment the most successful birth and postnatal workers that you know. You see them on social media, you see them speaking at events. Chances are they weren't always as confident as they look now. But they had something else. They had the courage to start, to try, and to learn along the way. Courage is like that song, "The Wind Beneath Your Wings." It's the wind to bring us to our dreams. It's that inner fire that propels you forward, even when self-doubt is whispering in your ear, "You can't do it. You're not good enough. Don't do that. You'll make a show of yourself." It's the spark that ignites the journey to becoming an absolute powerhouse in the work that you do. I know that you are amazing at what you do. I know you have poured your heart and soul into this work, because people don't do this work to make money. They do it because they're passionate, because they love it, and because they're good at it. And if you can bring that passion and love for your work to passion and love for yourself, use that courage to do what needs to be done so that you are that powerhouse, imagine how amazing it can be. But maybe now you're thinking, "Oh, well, I don't have the courage to do that. I'm not brave. I can't do that." But courage isn't about being fearless. It's about feeling the fear and doing it anyway. It's the willingness to embrace the unknown, acknowledge that you might not have all the answers, but take that leap of faith anyway. When I started this podcast, I've never been more nervous about anything, about putting myself out there for scrutiny, what other people might think, for strangers. It's one thing on my social media. Once I'd build up enough courage to be consistent on social media, I was feeling more confident and I felt, well, at least people who are following me, they probably want to be there. But podcasting is just so public. Anyone can fall upon your podcast and have an opinion on it. And sometimes that's really scary. But if I didn't take a little bit of courage and get started, then I wouldn't be bringing these messages to you today. As an entrepreneur, and that's what you are, if you're working for yourself, if you're a birth worker or a postnatal worker who has a business, who charges for your services, and you don't work for a company, you are an entrepreneur. Every step you take out of your comfort zone is a step towards growth, learning, and yes, confidence. The more you challenge yourself, the more you'll realize what you are really, really capable of. So what does that look like? How do we take these courageous actions that help us move forward in our business? I've mentioned myself in starting the podcast and what it took for me to do that. I had to learn a little bit of tech, but the biggest obstacle was just doing it. It was picking my topics, recording, sending them off, and putting them up and saying, okay, they're out there. Before I recorded my own podcast, I guested on another podcast. That was my first experience of guesting. And I never listened to that episode afterwards because I was so nervous and so anxious about what I had said or how it might be perceived. And this person was much, much bigger in the birth and postnatal world than I was. And I was terrified that I was going to be found out and that people would think, "Who is she?" And I was so, so afraid. But the important part was that I did it anyway. I did it. I went out there. I made it happen. And the world didn't end. It was okay. So let's look at how small acts of courage can help you build your business, your self-assurance, and your confidence. So imagine this. You've taken a bold step. You've done something you're scared of, whether you're scared a little or a lot. And what happens next? Really, what actually happens next? You've done the thing. What happens now? What happens is that you've learned from your experience. You can grow from your experience. And you can discover a newfound sense of confidence because you've done it before. You've done it already. and therefore you can do it again. This is the essence of what is sometimes called the confidence action loop. Each brave, courageous step that you take builds not only your skills, but also your belief in yourself. Remember the first time you took an actual client. Remember how nerve-wracking that was, but you did it anyway. And then with every extra client you took, your confidence grew and grew and grew, and you know you provide a stellar service. So you can increase your skills in everything else in relation to your business, whether it's your social media, whether it's about building courses, whether it's about speaking on stage. You can also become expert in them, or comfortable in them, or confident in them by being courageous and just doing them anyway. If you can imagine your business journey as a set of doors, and each door represents a new challenge or a new opportunity or a chance to flex that courage muscle of yours, because we all know the more we do something, the more practice we get, the bigger that muscle grows. When you open that door and you step through it, you not only gain the experience, but also the confidence to go through the next door and the next one and the one after that. So this cycle, this is where the magic happens. It's where you evolve from feeling unsure, small, anxious, to standing tall and proud of your accomplishments. But again, you might still be saying, but Niamh, I don't know how to have courage. I don't know how to do it. I don't have confidence and I don't have courage. So I still can't go through that door because I don't have the courage to do it. So how do we get started? How do we start this process of being courageous? It all starts with setting intentional goals and then breaking them down into little manageable steps so that you can tackle them. When we look at something big or something new, it always feels too big. But when we start breaking it down into tiny little steps, a lot of those steps are going to be, okay, I can do that. I can manage that. And when those smaller steps become more manageable, eventually we can meet that bigger goal. Another tool that we can use to help us utilize the courage that we have within us is the same tools that we teach our pregnant and our postnatal clients to help them in their journeys in birth and breastfeeding and parenting and beyond. And that is visualization. You already know the strength of visualization and what it can do for people's mindset and for people's brains. So if there's something you want to do, but you feel right now you don't have the courage to do it, imagine yourself doing it anyway. Bring yourself through that positive process of it all working out, of it all going well, of it being exactly how you would like it to be, and visualize it over and over and over again. We know we can train our brains into thinking that that is the reality, but we need to practice and we need to do it consistently. Being courageous, using our courage. Courage is like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it becomes. So it's really important to flex your courage muscle regularly. One of the things that often stops us from using this muscle is we hold ourselves back because we fear it not being perfect. We want everything to be flawless before we put ourselves out there. And this quest for perfection becomes a barrier to us taking action. It stops us from doing so many things. You're with me, right? How many times has wanting to do something really, really well or perfect stopped you from actually doing the thing? Come on, hands up, send me a DM. Tell me, yes, perfection has stopped me from doing something. I know you're out there. I want to hear from you. But here's the truth. Perfection's a myth. It doesn't exist. It's just a mirage that keeps moving as you try and approach it. We never, ever get there. We never meet our own perfection standards. This pursuit of perfection, it's just going to stifle you, stop you, hinder your journey, and you're not going to grow to be the business person or the professional that you want to be. So what if instead you embrace your vulnerability, you embrace your humanity of not being perfect, and you share your journey or your thoughts or whatever it is that you want to do, And it doesn't matter if it's a bit messy or it's not perfect or it's uncertain. Imperfection isn't a weakness. It's a strength. It's what makes us human, relatable, and authentic. So if we think about social media, for example, which is something that so many birth and postnatal workers struggle with because they are scared of being in camera or they feel they don't know what they want to say, or I hear, oh, I don't have the confidence to go on camera. I don't know what to say. What will people think? People want to know you, the messy, unkempt, normal you. You don't have to be perfect or special to get people to know you. People want to see your moments of vulnerability and your moments of triumph. It helps us have deeper connections and stronger relationships with people. Clients are drawn towards people who are themselves, not perfect people. So just get out there and do the thing. Make it messy, make it imperfect, but just take a little bit of courage and do it anyway. If you're still saying, oh no, I can't do that. I can't. I'm too scared. Then do it with somebody else. Get a friend, a mentor. Use a community in cultivating that courage for yourself. You don't have to be alone on this journey. And the support of others can really be your greatest asset. Connecting with fellow entrepreneurs, with other birth workers and postnatal workers, with mentors or like-minded individuals can boost your confidence and inspire you to take bold action. Having other people around me has been such a big support for me in doing things that I was scared of. So after recording that one guest podcast, and I was so scared of it, and when I posted it out there, I was so scared of what people were going to think. And I got so many supportive messages from people that I admire, from people who I look up to tell me that it was really good, that they really enjoyed it, and that they learned something from the podcast. I told some of these people, I was like, I have not even listened to it myself. And they were like, Niamh, be proud, listen to it. You did a great job. So having that community of support around me really gave me a little bit more courage to go out and do it on my own and to create this podcast for all of you. So if you're still not feeling courageous enough to go out there and do whatever it is on your own, then find a community and do it with somebody else. If you don't know where that community is, feel free to join ours. We have a free Facebook community and we will be your biggest cheerleaders in whatever it is that you are hoping to do. Whatever it is that you need that little bit of courage to take that next step, we are 100% behind you. You'll find the information in the show notes or send me a DM on Instagram and I would be absolutely delighted to send you the invitation link. So remember everyone, confidence is not key, courage is. When we have courage, we can take action. When we take action, we get stuff done. When we get stuff done, our confidence grows. Until next time, my friends, I'll talk to you soon.